Welcome to the 100th episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.
This is Forrest, HQ's bud on the forums, and I wanted to wish you a very big congratulations, omedetou gozaimasu, on 100 episodes of your podcast. I bought my first DSLR a couple of weeks after starting to listen to the Martin Bailey podcast, and I felt very lost. But listening to you every week, as well as reading from your members and seeing their photos and your photos, are what helped me grow. And I truly appreciate this amazing community that you put together. I'll be listening to the next 100 episodes. Thanks, Martin.
Hi, Martin. This is Keith from London. Just wanted to congratulate you on 100 shows. I've been with your show since the early days and really enjoy every episode. And just wanted to thank you for all the hard work that we know goes into it every single week. It's a tremendous amount of time that must go into this, and we all appreciate very much all the work that you've done. So here's to the next 100. We look forward to many more episodes, and congratulations again. Cheers.
Hi, Martin. It's Phil Scott in Connecticut in the United States. I wanted to first thank you for your podcast and congratulate you on your upcoming 100th show. A lot of us really enjoy it and rely on you for information. And yes, the keyboard trip to Akihabara, Electric Town, was very interesting and worthwhile, and a number of us, I'm sure, enjoyed it very much. Anyway, you do a great service for us. I wish you had won in the education area. There was some good competition, including some of the photocast networks. But certainly you got many of our votes, and I congratulate you on doing something great for us. Keep it up, and we'll look forward to the next episode. Best wishes from the U.S.
Well, it's official, as we just heard. This is our 100th episode. Bear with me while we just work through a much longer than usual intro, but basically this is amazing. Thanks so much for the messages from Forrest, Keith, and Phil. And I just really, appreciate you going to the trouble to record those and get them to me. And, I'm just sort of really overwhelmed at the moment to have made 100 episodes. I haven't really prepared anything special for the 100th show, but I wanted to reflect on a few things that have sort of stuck out in my mind while we've been sort of getting to this point. I really sort of in preparation. First thing I wanted to just mention is that, two years ago, when I was just sort of putting together, doing a bit of coding to start to do the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, the first thing that I did was to create a new database table in on my website with fields to add the details for the podcast feed. I wanted to automate it all from the start. I didn't want to sort of manually write a feed each week. So from the very start, I created a database to drop the details of each episode in, and then I was going to start to create the feeds automatically from those each week. And I recall thinking how many digits I would assign to the episode number field. And any of you that are sort of technically minded in this area, you'll know that if I assign two digits, I mean, you don't really need to be technical to follow this, but if I was to assign just two digits, then I can only go up to 99, right? But if I assigned three digits, then we could break through the 100 mark and go on to 999 if we were so inclined. There was no doubt in my mind that we would not do 999 shows. But there was also, at that point, even before releasing the first episode, no doubt in my mind that as long as this didn't just totally fall flat, there was no doubt in my mind that we would do at least 100 shows and more. So I chose three digits, and basically this was just based on that confidence. But really, that saved me a little bit of work today, because I can just punch in the 100 into the episode field, and it's going to build the RSS feed for us without me having to mess around with it. Looking back, though, at how much time and effort I've put into this podcast, I'm going to give myself a big pat on the back for getting this far anyway. I can't go any further congratulating myself, though, without saying so, you know, thanks so much to all of you that have listened, some of you from the very start, and without your involvement and support, none of this would be worth doing. So I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for hanging around. I do, of course, continue to pick up new users all the time, and I'd like to say thanks to any new listeners as well. And, you know, basically just want to let you know that I appreciate you coming on board too. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to have been here since 2 years ago for me to really sort of appreciate everything that you do. There's always new sort of, you know, we need new people coming on board all the time to keep it growing, because if things don't grow, they stagnate. But also, you know, just it's just great to have people seeing new faces come into the forum every so often, and, you know, just really liven things up and keep things rolling. I've often received mail from new listeners telling me that you downloaded and listened to all of the archives in like a month or something like that. And this is truly amazing too. I have to tell you, I have total admiration for anyone that can stand listening for like 50 hours or so of me talking in just 1 or 2 months. My hat goes off to each and every one of you. So I received a mail last week from Eric Lawson, who says, "Martin, thanks for maintaining all of the back issues of podcasts for your listeners. That's not always the case in other shows. I'm up to 60 so far and value the information greatly. I have learned more from your site and podcast than any other single source." Well, thanks so much for that email and those really kind words, Eric. I really do appreciate it. I don't read out many of the mails. I get similar mails every so often. But there are two reasons why I'm reading this one out today. The first is because I think there was a mistake in your email address, Eric, because the CC that you get sent when you email me from the form on the website bounced back, and my reply to you also bounced back as I thought it would. So I just wanted to sort of say this here, because there's no other way that I can email you now, because I don't have your correct address. The other reason is that I wanted to share my reply with everyone else while reflecting upon this podcast in to a slight degree, because this was another conscious decision that I made when I set up the feed 2 years ago. I basically don't really like to go to podcasts in iTunes and find that they only have the last 10 shows or whatever. And I know that there are reasons why people cap this, but I decided that I was not going to do that. It might change at some point. I don't know if there are restrictions in iTunes or other feeds, you know, feed sort of, I don't know, sites that will probably be sort of dishing out my podcast for me as well. But basically, for the most part, I really don't have any plans to change this. But it was refreshing to actually, this was the first time that I'd received thanks for this particular part. So thanks to Eric for sort of pointing that out. I'm really pleased that you noticed and that you thought that was, that you appreciated the fact that I do that. So, you know, most sites as well, sort of on the same vein, they do make their archives available for download from their websites. But it's a bit of a pain to grab them for most people, especially if you use iTunes. And I really didn't want to force my listeners to do that. So from the start, that was really the idea. Of course, this does mean that I have to have a separate file server and to handle all of the downloads. And this is another thing that's changed since we started this. Really, to keep the archives available and to keep the martinbaileyphotography.com and the mbpgalleries.com websites up and running, excuse me, it's taken a lot of time on my part, but it's also taken a fair amount of money. And I just really sort of would hope that you guys realize that it's not just time, but there's a lot of sort of personal investment, financial investment in keeping this thing going. So give me another pat on the back for that one too. I've actually just had to go back to a dedicated server for the Martin Bailey and the Martin Bailey Photography and MBP Galleries sites, because the load was just getting too much, and the people that I had the site with, the server with, were just not very reliable at all. So I've just sort of forked out another $800 or so to add a second dedicated server. So it's not cheap to do this podcasting thing, but I get a lot back from you guys for it as well. So although I'm mentioning it here, it's not a big deal. I think it all sort of works out really well in the end. So you have all, of course, all contributed in some way. The interest in my work has grown tremendously over the last few years. So the marketing value of the podcast for me, I've got to tell you that although I really enjoy the sort of education side and being able to share what I know about photography, just from sort of a human nature perspective, my main reason for doing this was to hopefully attract more people to my site and then therefore get more interest in my work. And hopefully that will grow into something more over the years. And it is starting to, I'm seeing print sales starting to pick up slowly, which is great. It always feels great to sell a print and know that someone thinks enough of my work to put it on their wall. So thanks to all of the listeners that have bought prints over the last few years, because I know that there are a number of you. And also, like I said, the marketing effect is just starting to really pick up now. People are getting a little bit more interested in my work than they have been. But I think that also a part of that is because my putting down what I know about photography in words each week has helped me to improve my photography as well. If you take a look back through my gallery, over the last few years, my photography has improved. And I don't know how much that was just natural progression. I've been improving for years, obviously. I started off crap and then I got reasonably good, and now I think I'm getting a lot better. But definitely this has helped me, at least to some degree, not just the natural progression. I know that putting down what I know and sort of picking up more stuff as I go along, and then also sorting that out in a way that allows me to share that information with you, has definitely helped me as a photographer as well. So I get a lot back from this, as well as as well as the giving side. The forum has sort of transformed over the last few years. I had like a handful of members when I first started this, and now we have more than 800 members, and that continues to grow each week. And you guys remain incredibly civil and professional, and just generally polite in the way you interact. One member recently commented how they felt sort of safe to ask fundamental questions without fear of being made look stupid. And this is so true. We have created an amazing environment where any level of photographer can interact without fear of ridicule. And there are so many incredibly highly skilled photographers involved, and patiently taking the time to answer the questions of the beginners to sort of intermediate people that are also sort of blessing us with their presence. And the highly skilled members will be gaining from the experience as well. In a similar way to what I just said, it helps to set out what you know about photography in words in a logical way that people will be able to understand. But that's also that's a big thing for those people to be doing. None of us have a lot of time, and I really appreciate each and every one of the people that sort of come along to the site, not just for the one or two lines, but give a lot. Really, of course, I appreciate everybody getting involved, but some people give so much for the community, and I just wanted to say a special thanks to those people, just because you add so much. You raise the value of the whole experience a lot higher than it could be without you. So thanks very much for that. And thanks for all of the people that do just sort of get involved and add, without the questions, to the seeds that grow into these amazing posts that we have, it wouldn't be happening either. I'm sure most people, no matter how skilled they are not going to think of a lot of those answers that they give and just sort of create posts on them. It's the questions that the lesser skilled or lesser experienced members give that really sort of seed all of those great answers. And that often sort of, it's not just a two-way, a beginner or lesser experienced, a more experienced interaction either. Because I learn from the more experienced listeners. That also gets me sort of saying stuff that I wouldn't normally think of putting in the podcast. So it's helping to get more out of me, and just generally the whole educational experience, learning experience, just keeps snowballing, and it's just great to watch, and it's great to be a part of. So, I'm making it a very long-winded sort of statement about this, but I just wanted to say how much I appreciate every one of your, posts and the patience that you all have with each other, and the way that we don't end up in flame wars every week. I've seen so many forums that, you get someone come in, they ask a slightly silly question, and then all of the more experienced people just flame them right out. And I feel so sorry for these people. And to be honest, one of the reasons why I don't get involved in other sites' forums is because I don't want to get into those flame wars. And, I think that I've been very lucky in the way that I've attracted the right sort of people that I can continue to interact with. And hopefully, and I know that this is happening to some point, but you all also appreciate that environment. So let's continue to work on that as we go through into our what will soon be the third year. I'm going to go on a little bit more here, but bear with me just for a few more minutes, and then we'll get on to the main topic. I'm looking at the counter now. We're into 17 minutes. And I'm still in the intro. Sorry about that. Anyway, so where was I? Robin Kelly from the UK was kind enough recently to start a thread called What's Next in the martinbaileyphotography.com forum. And in this thread, Robin threw out some of his ideas as to what we might see from the podcast in the future. Now that we've come up to the 100th episode and beyond, he was sort of speculating on what might happen. And that thread has grown with ideas. There was a lot of great ideas in the original post from Robin. The other members have all contributed, and it's I'm definitely going to implement some of these ideas, and I wanted to just mention them briefly now. Not all of them, but the main ones that I'm thinking or I'm excited about. I've been hoping for a while to start and do interviews of people to cover areas that I'm not so hot on, and I've never really gotten around to actually starting doing that. But as I mentioned, we all learn from each other, and none of us are, any one source is going to be sort of in the position to know everything. I think that's, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here, but I think that that's really why the forum stays so good. None of us have sort of reached the lofty heights that we feel that we can't lower ourselves to sort of help out, lesser experienced people. So that's probably one of the reasons. But anyway, we have an amazing pool of talent in the forum, in the community. And so, one of the ideas sort of evolved into the idea of doing a sort of round table, similar to the one that the Photocast Network does with the Focus Ring that I sometimes join. And what I'm thinking is that, we can probably get together maybe a similar numbers, about four people, and we'll basically start a Skype conversation, and I'll record that and release it as an episode. And what we'll try and do some planning beforehand so that we don't just chew the fat for like an hour, But, you know, that's one thing that I'm really, really looking forward to starting to do. We can cover areas that I'm not fully confident with, and also things that I've never even thought of, because I know there's a lot of great ideas out there. We might start to do like one-on-one interviews where, you know, I'll just talk to one member about something that they're pretty hot on, and that I'm not, or, you know, even if it's something that I feel I'm pretty up on, you know, we can still do that sort of interview. So definitely, if you have something that you know that you're confident on talking on, and you have you've got sort of 30 minutes or so to prepare, and then, well, it might take longer, I don't know, it depends how good you are on the subject, but, you know, throw out a few ideas and drop me a line, and definitely we'll start to get that together and start to put some interviews out there as well. And it, of course, it's always great, as we heard in the introduction, it's always great to hear each other's voice as well. You all know mine. I actually spoke with Forrest over the weekend on Skype, and it was pretty cool to actually just to talk to somebody that has heard my voice for the last few years, but I've never heard theirs. I've had conversations recently, telephone conversations with other members, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really cool to actually hear your voices as well. So that's one thing. The other thing was, you know, that, again, it's increasing the interactivity, is that I want to start to interview members that have posted on the members gallery website and sort of talk about their shots. And this is actually something that longtime member Marissa has been trying to get me to do for a long time. I've kind of shied away from it for the most part, because the original idea was not so much an interactive audio interview. It was more like singling out people's photos and then do a critique of them. And I'm not big on critiquing, you probably know. You might have heard me say this on the Focus Ring as well. But I'm not that big a fan of critiquing. I will comment on people's work, but I'm not very good at panning people's work because I don't like upsetting people. And of course, I'll point out bad areas or less good areas if that person's really willing to and open to that in a civil, polite conversation. But it's difficult to know, just without actually talking to someone and hearing the tone of their voice, how much they're really willing to hear about their photo. So that might be something that we get into a little bit. But really, I want to talk about the good photos. You know, I mean, we all have made bad photos. I make them all the time, and we all do. But the thing is that when we make a good one, it really, really helps us to grow and sort of use that as a springboard to get even better. So one of the things that I'm thinking is that, you know, we pick out some good photos and then talk to that person about just how they pulled it off. And I think that that will be helpful as well. The critiquing side might happen, but no promises on that side yet. I'm still a little bit scared of doing that. Anyway, this is getting really long. So anyway, excited about doing some interactive audio interviews and some roundtable type stuff. So stay tuned for that. And thanks very much to Robin for starting that thread. A great catalyst for some great ideas. And I'm really looking forward to sort of following up on the others that I haven't mentioned here as well. The last thing that I wanted to mention is that Robin speculated that I might go out with a bang. But I can assure you, unless something totally unforeseen happens, an earthquake here in Tokyo, and I end up like a pancake, I'm not going anywhere. I can't see me doing this forever, but I definitely have no plans to stop doing this anytime. So, you know, don't worry about that. I mean, why would I stop now that I've made so many new friends? Wow. What an intro. 25 minutes. We've broke a new record for the longest intro, probably on any podcast ever. But now time to move on and take a look at the winners of the 9th MVP assignment and talk about the next assignment, which starts today. So first, as usual, I'll announce the winners of the last assignment, which was on movement. In third place is Boab, or Boab, B-O-A-B, real name Robert, with What a Rush. And this is image number M for member 6058. I'll be putting a link to the scores page in the show notes, which is where you can sort of see the winners, and that links to the gallery. So it's an easy place to pick up the the thumbnails or the photos to jump to the gallery. Also remember that I always put the thumbnails in the podcast page, under the episode in the podcast page, so you can jump to it from there as well. The reason that I'm mentioning this for the first time in a long time is because I've actually changed the top page at the martinbaileyphotography.com website this week, made it much more simple. And in that, I've moved the little field that you add the number of the image and then you click the button to jump to it. I've moved that into the dynamic menu at the top of the page. So, it's not so important for members' gallery images because, we have to come back to the main site for this. But basically, in cleaning up the website and moving this field, you have to now roll over the podcasts menu at the top of the page and then click on the field that's at the bottom of that pull-down menu or drop-down menu and then enter the number there and then either hit enter on your keyboard or click the button, and that will jump you to the image in the gallery. And I'm not really sure how many people actually use this, but it's the way that I've used from the start, and it will actually make it a little bit easier when we're doing the normal sort of my photo podcasts, because you'll still have that menu when you're looking at the image in the gallery, so you'll be able to sort of just go straight to the top of the page and enter the next number without having to go back to the top page, which is where it was, or the podcast page. I have left the field on the podcast page for now, but I'll probably clean that up soon as well. So the default sort of place to go for this field now is the podcast menu at the top of the page on all of the pages in the martinbaileyphotography.com site. Anyway, back to the important stuff. Robert's image, which once again is number M6058, has a couple of guys on a roller coaster, and we can see from the caption that this is actually Thunder Mountain at Disneyland. And the people in the photo are Robert's cousin and his family. So congratulations to Robert. This is a great photo. I think you really captured not only the movement, which was the theme of the assignment, but the spirit of the moment. And you've got those excited faces in there, the man on the left, as we look at the image, the man on the left there with great excited face, the guy to the right laughing there. These two people form the base of the image. And then, for me at least, my eyes then go back to the youngster sort of between the two men's shoulders with an excited yet somewhat apprehensive and maybe even slightly scared look. And then the mum, maybe, to the right or the left as we look at the image of the youngster. And then we have two more ladies in the background there behind them with smiles on their faces, all sort of, really sort of capturing the mood of the moment and happy, sort of little apprehensive but happy faces. Behind the roller coaster, you can see the track sort of swooping off to the left as we look at the image, which really sort of helps to lead us out of the shot, but it also shows us how this roller coaster has sort of swooped in. As our eyes do go out the back of the shot, I find myself that the area of sort of blurred movement on the left, that open area there, really sort of helps me to bring my eyes back into the foreground and then start to go back across the guy's faces and through the image again. Very, very good composition, and, you know, just a great shot. So congratulations on third place, Robert, and well done indeed on just an excellent timeless image. And definitely, I think that the, you know, that timelessness is helped a hell of a lot by the black and white. There's no EXIF information with the image, so it may have been shot on black and white film, but either way, it's just a great shot. So well done, Robert. In second place, keeping with the fairground theme, probably more by chance, we have Super Digital Girls, real name Leslie Grander Hill. So Super Digital Girls photo, Amusement Park Abstract, which is image M5836. Staying with the black and white theme too, this is another pretty timeless and very captivating image. From the caption we see that this is a swinger ride shot handheld at night. From the EXIF data we can confirm that this was a 2 second exposure, and Leslie probably moved the camera around some during that time, and the result is this beautiful array of lights in the form of the ride. And, you know, it seems that we are able to sort of trace around these lines with our eyes and for quite a long time without getting bored at all. Had this not been converted to black and white, it would probably have been very colourful, and I think it probably would have totally changed the mood of the shot altogether. And, you know, just it stands out much more in black and white, I think. You know, it's just black background with white lines. All of the confusion that the colour would add is gone, and you can really sort of concentrate on the beautiful lines. So congratulations to Leslie too for another great shot. And in first place, congratulations to Scuba66, real name Harry Stevens, with the image Bug on the Water. This is image number M5706. Not a black and white image, but very neutral sepia toned image with beautiful golden colours. At first it was difficult to understand how Harry had made such fine ripples in the water, and I thought that it was perhaps a very large bucket of water that had been hit, or standing on a board or something that had been hit to make these sort of shortwave ripples. Then, as I read the title, it became obvious that this is a bug in there, in the middle of the ripples, probably struggling to either get out of the water or having a damn good time washing in it. And that has caused these, you know, there's just an array of tiny ripples that Harry has captured perfectly. I really like the tight crop as well, removing everything, everything else except for the main part of the circle of ripples. And that golden lighting really is just exquisite. So well spotted and well captured, Harry. Well done indeed there. So, Harry, I'll mail you shortly with instructions on how to select the image that you will receive an original print of from my online gallery, and also how to get me the details so that I can get that out to you. It probably won't be today because it's actually 2:30 a.m. now and I've still got a bit of recording and publishing to do, so I'll probably email you tomorrow now. So let's see, the accumulated scores, now we're into the second assignment of the run-up to the 2008 Grand Prize. The accumulated scores are sort of starting to build up, and we can see that in the scores page that I'll put a link to in the show notes as well. But it's also right there at the bottom of the gallery menu on martinbaileyphotography.com if you're already there. So you can just sort of go down and click that. It's the second to bottom, actually, because the very bottom one is the 2007 final scores. So moving on to the next assignment, I have to thank Landon here, Landon, the patron saint of photography, for following up on a call for some assignment ideas recently. Landon actually went and started a thread on the forum that initially just contained more assignment ideas than you can shake a stick at. So really, thanks very much indeed for that, Landon. And it was a huge help. We've got a lot of ideas from that as well, as well as like the two or three puny little ideas that I had left. So I've chosen one from that post, and it is one that's probably I'm going to find the most challenging. Well, maybe not the most challenging, but it's going to take me a little bit out of my comfort zone, because it's the documentary and photojournalism theme. Now, my first reaction to this from an administration perspective was that I should probably modify the assignment gallery so that we could upload three images each or something like that to tell a story more easily. But then I thought that this was a little bit of a cop-out as well, because I think it would be even more difficult to tell a story with just one image. So as usual, you know, the assignment is going to be open to your own personal interpretation, and the voters will let you know if that interpretation was good or not. But when I think of documentary or photojournalism, I tend to sort of think about images that really tell me a story. And it doesn't have to be totally profound or earth-shattering, though, you know, it would be cool if you could do that. But, you know, I'm definitely hoping to see images that communicate something to me. And I'm sure that that's the sort of image that will take the prize next month, at the end of next month. So let's take a quick look at a couple of examples from my gallery that come to mind when I think of images that I've already shot that might fit the bill. Firstly, let's look at image number 40, which was shot some 6 years ago in Kyoto. I was using a Canon PowerShot S10 point-and-shoot for this, which was my first digital camera. The reason that this shot comes to mind is because it portrays not only craftsmanship, you know, the craftsman in his store, but also the modesty that even a businessman displays while doing business in the historic city of Kyoto. The reason for this, and it won't come across until you get an explanation unless you read the characters, but you know, basically what the sign on the shop says in Japanese, it's Hetana Hyosatsuya, and that basically translates as a bad sign writer, with bad here meaning poor or not very good at. So this sort of modesty or humbling of oneself was much more common in Japan years ago. But it's mainly lost now in many areas because Japanese businesses are becoming more Western in their practices. But, you know, the Japanese craftsmen are, of course, quite the opposite. They're incredibly skilled and proud of their work. So, you know, and I've no doubt that this guy is far from crap at his job. But, you know, it was just so nice to see this use of modesty still at use in modern society, albeit in the historical city of Kyoto. And this story came across to me when I saw the image and shot it some 6 years ago. And I can see a little bit of Japanese history and culture and everything all in one image. Another one of my own shots that springs to mind is one that I've mentioned before on the podcast, basically, again, because it tells a story to me, and that is image number 109. So this was shot in 2003, and I actually titled it the summer of 03, because although there are no surroundings to tell me where these young girls are coming from or where they're heading, I get a distinct feeling that they're making lasting memories here. I'm sure that we've all had a few memories from hot summer days as kids, when we sort of got together with friends to go off and do something slightly different to what our normal play would involve. And these things really tend to stick in our memories. I may be wrong, but I really get the feeling that these five young ladies walking across this paved area up to the main temple at the Narita-san Temple Complex in the Chiba Prefecture are having such a good time. They're sort of You know, they're drinking their crushed ice drinks, they're chatting, pointing, laughing. And, you know, this photo really sort of kind of speaks to me and gets me thinking of my own childhood as well as the Japanese culture. And, you know, it really just, it's this sort of thing that I'm thinking of when I think of documentary photos that I've done. There are other examples. I was thinking of talking about a few others. As we've just passed the 40-minute mark, and, you know, like I say, it's like becoming the early hours of the next day now. So I'm going to wrap up there. Of course, there are many, many other ways to interpret this theme. Documentary photos are, you know, very, very, it's a very wide genre. But, you basically take it, do what you can with it, and, you know, see what you can come up with. It's definitely going to take me out of my comfort zone as long as I can find time to do it. But I'm definitely going to give it a bash and see what I can come up with. So let's do that. Let's make it work for ourselves and see what we can do. Remember that your images cannot be shot any earlier than today, which is August the 20th, 2007. Following lots of discussion among the members, the general idea is that we don't care if your motives were similar for shooting the image in the first place. This isn't a competition as such, although I do offer a prize for the winner. This is really to get you and me out shooting with objectives that make us think and shoot in a different way, in a way that we wouldn't otherwise. I give us a long time to get the shots, and you know this assignment is going to be no exception. You'll be able to upload your entries to the assignment gallery on the mbpgalleries.com website until the end of Sunday, the 30th of September, anywhere in the world, and I'll turn on the voting system until the end of October the 14th. And then I'll be announcing the winners in the next podcast after that, which will probably be released on the 15th of October. I'll put a link to the assignment the announcement page in the show notes, and that also has links to the rules and guidelines, so please do check them out before you start shooting. It often sort of breaks my heart to have to go and tell someone that their image is not eligible, just because they couldn't... Either didn't read the rules, or they weren't clear. If anything isn't clear, then please do sort of raise it in the forum and we'll discuss it. And, we may change the rules, or we may just sort of let you know what they are so that it's not no longer unclear. So that's finally it for today. Sorry for the long intro, longer than the main body, but I hope that you can appreciate and join in my excitement on reaching 100 shows. Sorry it's been a little bit of a disjointed episode. It's had a rough evening sort of getting prepared, and it's like almost 3 a.m. now, so a little bit tired, but all worth it. It's great. As I say, I really appreciate you guys listening. Quick note on the podcast awards. We didn't make it. We lost out to a better podcast. That's fine. I'm happy. I'm just overwhelmed that we even got nominated. You guys really sort of pulled together. You got us into the nomination list. That's enough. I'm really just so happy that we got that far. Sure, it would have been good to have gone further, but I quoted post about this earlier in the week. I quoted a famous Japanese playwright and poet. Unfortunately, this guy's passed away now, but his name is Shuji Terayama, and this one of his quote, famous quote of his. And it goes, don't look back, don't look back. There are no dreams behind you. You know, the Japanese is different, but and this is my sort of rough translation. But it just, you know, it's just a great saying, and I think that there's no use in sort of looking back and sort of crying over spilt milk or whatever. It's done. You know, we didn't get there, but you know, like I say, we had a great time trying, and I really appreciate all of the effort that you guys put in. You know, a lot of you, I know that you were setting up the reminders in Outlook and stuff to remind you to vote every day. Great effort. Thanks for pulling together for that. No big deal that we didn't get the prize. I'm starting to ramble again. I think I'm overtired now. Great day for me in many ways. The other thing is that, you know, today Canon announced the upgrade that I've been waiting for, that we've all been waiting for, on the flagship of their Pro Body. So the EOS 1DS Mark III is finally coming out. I've been sort of speculating on what this camera will have for some time, and now since we'd seen the specs of the 1D Mark III a while back, and that sort of, you know, I stuck to my guns. I was thinking that this was going to have like, for example, 5 frames per second, and Canon pulled out all of the stops. It's got everything that I wanted, and it does have the 5 frames per second. Even though they're pushing 21.1, I think it was, megapixel images to the memory card, they've still managed to up the frame rate by 1 per second from 4 to 5. So, you know, this is just like the dream camera, and with all of the weatherproofing and everything else, I'm not going to go into details here, it's just too late for that, but, you know, really, yeah, it's just a dream camera. So I just wanted to say that, you know, my order is in. I'm the 4th person on the list in the shop that I ordered it in. So if they get a batch of more than 4 when it's released in November, I think, then hopefully I'll be the proud owner of one before everyone else starts to, you know, to get their orders in. Never a good idea to buy the first batch, but I'm thinking that a camera that expensive, Canon aren't going to leave me home and dry if there are problems. So I'm just going to go for it. I've been waiting for this for 2 years, and saving up my bonus that I get from my day job for so long now that it sort of hurts. So I'm ready, and it's time to move to a Pro Body and see what it can create in my hands. And that really is it for this kind of memorable episode. Bit shoddy again, sorry about that. Today, I'm not going to mention all of the music that we were played in with, because I just sort of strung it all together to try and give us an intro feeling. Don't know if it worked, and to be honest, I'm not that bothered at the moment. I'm going to just record, you know, finish this up, get it out to you guys, and go to bed. So, but good luck with the assignment. Have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.